It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Friday. Kyle Bailey, our local real estate expert, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. So we are just barely into September. Now we're already talking about fall market momentum. Mm-hmm. Is fall really a slowdown, or is that just too simple?
Well, good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here. And the answer to your question is it's too simple. So fall usually changes the rhythm of the market, but that doesn't mean buyers and sellers disappear. So the people who are active this time of year can be very motivated. And the key is understanding what the numbers are actually telling you and adjusting your strategy instead of assuming the market is either hot or dead.
Now, before we get into this week, why don't you give us a quick look back at August as a whole?
Yeah, so we had some interesting activity. Douglas County had 152 new listings in August, and that's actually a 19.6% decrease from the 189 that were listed in August of 2025, and a decrease of 25% from the 204 that were listed in July. Moving on to pending sales, we had 121 pendings for the month of August. That's also a decrease of 13.6% from the 140 offers that were accepted in August of 2025, and a decrease of 11% from the 136 accepted in July. And moving on to closed sales, we had 107 closed sales in August. That was about 17% decrease from 129 a year ago, and 18.9% decrease from the 132 in July of 2026.
Wow. So heading into, August, talk about August and the inventory situation. It sounds like a little more time on the market, but the price is still holding strong. Does that kind of explain what we're seeing as we get started in September?
Yeah, it's an interesting dichotomy. Inventory in months is increasing. We had a jump from 4.8 months of inventory in July to 5.9 months in August. Days on market also increased to 93 days. But what's interesting is the average sales price percent change for the rolling 12-month period, we actually saw a 3.7% increase in the average sales price for the last 12 months compared to the previous 12 months of $362,200 versus a year ago, we were at $349,300.
All right, now let's take a look at this week. What stands out for this week?
Yeah, so this week we had new listings have been a little uneven. We had 41 homes hit the market this week, down from 48 last week. So the takeaway is that new inventory is still coming in, just not at a steady pace. We also had 23 homes back on the market this week. And for buyers, that's a good reminder not to write off a home you thought you missed. Sometimes properties do become available again.
What about homes actually getting into contract and closing?
Yeah, so pendings were 42 this week, which is up from 37 last week. So I like seeing the pendings increase. There's still buyer activity out there, and we did see an uptick. And moving on to closed sales, we've had some pretty big swings on that too. So over the last 4 weeks, we went from 38 closings in a 7-day period down to 13, back up to 37, and this week we had 44. So it's a good reminder that closings can move around quite a bit from week to week. So a 1 7-day snapshot doesn't tell the whole story of the market.
And sellers seem to be making some adjustments too.
Yeah, price changes are still active with 76 this week. So that's a good reminder for sellers that pricing needs to stay responsive to what buyers are telling us. And we also had 29 expired listings, but some of that jump is likely tied to listings expiring at the end of the month. So either way, it's a good time for sellers to review price, presentation, and marketing as we move into fall.
So still plenty happening out there. Sounds like the market is shifting a little bit as we head into the cooler months.
Yeah, it definitely is.
All right. Now, people often assume the end of the summer means the market is about to slow way down. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, not necessarily. I'd say the market changes in the fall more than it stops. So we're still seeing buyers, sellers, and closings in Douglas County, but the people who stay active tend to be a little more intentional. And the shift in mindset is really what makes the fall market different.
So the buyers and the sellers who are still active in the fall may be a little more serious.
Exactly. So by September and October, people are still on the market, usually have a reason to be there. Maybe they're relocating, their lease is ending, or they're just simply haven't found the right home yet. And that can create opportunity, especially when homes come back on the market or prices change.
So buyers should keep watching.
Definitely. A home you thought you missed may become available again, and a price change could bring another property back into reach.
And buyers shouldn't assume they need to wait till spring.
Right. If you're ready to buy, the better question is what opportunities are available right now? A seller may be more willing to negotiate. A home could come back on the market or a price change could bring it into range. So you won't know unless you're watching what's out there.
And what does fall mean for sellers?
Right. So sellers need to be a little more intentional in the fall. Homes are still selling in Douglas County, but this isn't the time to overprice and hope buyers will eventually come around or negotiate with you.
And I've heard you say, don't ignore what the market is telling you.
Yeah, buyers show us what they think a home is worth through their actions. I'd rather make a thoughtful adjustment early than spend months chasing the market. And that's really the fall market momentum. The activity is still there, but you have to know how to take advantage of it. And buyers should stay engaged and watch for those opportunities. Sellers should price it well, present it well, and pay attention to the feedback.
All right, great tips, sir. Let's talk about some of the homes on the market this week.
Yeah, so I love this West Side neighborhood, 641 West Balfe Street in Roseburg. It's listed at $289,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home with almost 1,500 square feet. It was built in 1890, so you're going to see that historic character. It does have a bedroom on the main level and three bedrooms upstairs. You got a porch and a tool shed and plenty of opportunity to make it your own. And this is listed with Jason Pargeter at Neal Company Real Estate.
All right, what about up above town?
Yeah, so 625 Southeast Terrace Drive in Roseburg at $399,000. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home with 2,200 square feet. It's got a contemporary layout, a country kitchen with a skylight, two primary suites, private backyard. It's even got RV parking or RV in boat storage. And this is listed with Roger Schneider at Berkshire Hathaway.
And this next one, I was just looking at a picture of a few minutes ago. A nice property.
Yeah, and this one, you have to qualify by age. And Kyle and I were just talking about that. So
apparently we allegedly do.
So 55 and older community, 1788 Northeast Reagan Drive, price at $519,000, three bedroom, two bath, 2,100 plus square feet, built in 2019. It's in a 55 plus community, quartz kitchen with walk-in pantry, split bedroom floor plan. It's got nice deck with mountain valley and wooded views. And this is listed with Julie Bancroft at Neal Company.
Yeah, and there's even a bonus room in the daylight basement. I noticed that. That's kind of an extra one that I wasn't expecting there. All right, you've got one more that's pretty special this week.
Yeah, 5233 Melqua Road, listed at $942,299. It's a five bedroom, three bath home on 5 acres, almost 3,700 square feet. It's got Umpqua River frontage, direct river access, river views from almost every room. It's got a new roof and water filtration system. Pretty special, co-listed with Carissa Pangelina and Sarah Market at Keller Williams.
All right, open houses this weekend, even on a holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, look at what we have open this afternoon, 2322 West Military Avenue. This is a priced at $400,000, four bedrooms, two and a half baths, hosted with Dan Parker. And tomorrow at 837 Southeast Blakely, this is open from 12 to 2 p.m. This house is $360,000. It's a craftsman-style home built in 1911, so pretty cool one to check out.
All right, and also in Riddle.
Riddle, 220 Favor Drive, open from 12 to 2, four-bedroom, two-bath, 1,700 square feet. This is 7 acres, $775,000, built in 1914.
All right, Mary, give us takeaways as we move into fall.
Right, don't assume the fall means the market's over, so buyers should keep watching for price changes and homes that come back available. Sellers should be willing to adjust quickly when the market gives them that feedback. And this is a season where good information and a clear strategy matter.
And how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can always stop by at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com.
Local Real Estate Today, it's 9 o'clock.